You're listening to The Breakfast Chat.
Every Monday
at 9 a.m.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday morning, and as every Monday, it is time for our Breakfast Chat. I'm your host, Victoria, and today we are talking about a topic that concerns every single one of you. I am serious. Everyone. As students, we all face the same problem at one point in our lives. What are we going to do after finishing our studies? Immediately start to work? Marry and have kids? As always, we invited a guest to join us, and today's guest is facing this particular problem right now and has volunteered to share with us. Hi, Viziana. How are you doing? Welcome.
Hi, Victoria. I'm good. How about you? Thanks for having me.
So, please tell us a little bit about yourself first.
All right. I've been studying here in Düsseldorf for the past 3 years, and next month I'm going to receive my degree in English Studies and Philosophy.
That sounds great. So, what's the next step for you?
That's exactly what I've been thinking about for the last couple of months. I considered working at a local newspaper or a nearby publisher, but I didn't make up my mind yet. I also want to experience something new and, maybe see the world and not throw myself into work immediately. But at the same time, I know that I need the work experience in order to be successful in my career later on.
Okay then, I hear a problem, and I guess I have a quite interesting option for you today that will be introduced by my next very special guest, Amina. Hey, very nice to meet you.
Hi, thank you for inviting me. It's really nice to be here.
So, Amina, tell us why you came here today. How can you help our fellow student?
Well, I'm a student myself, but also a member of the world's largest student organization run entirely by students, called ISEC. What we mainly do is provide international internships for students all over the globe. And apart from that, we develop the leadership potential of young adults through different experiences and professional internships. Furthermore, we develop the next generation of leaders and connect them with business and NGOs. So, Viziana, I've heard what you're struggling with, and I think that our organization can provide the perfect mixture of the two factors you're looking for: work experience and something new in life. Maybe in the form of new culture in a foreign country?
Yeah, sounds cool. But what exactly does that mean? Can you tell me more?
Sure. Well, there are two possibilities for an internship with our organization. The first one is a social internship in one of 5 different programs for 6 to 8 weeks. And the second possibility is a professional internship for 6 to 12 months in an NGO, for example. What might be interesting for you, Viziana, is an internship in a press agency where you can be part of different projects and developments within the agency.
Would that be something for you, Viziana?
It sounds nice, but I still have some questions left. For example, which countries are part of your program?
Well, there are over 126 countries that you can choose from. For example, Colombia, China, Australia.
Actually, I always wanted to go to South America.
Cool. We have a very strong partnership with Brazil, for example. This will be a great chance to experience a totally new environment and get to know a new culture different from your own.
Brazil sounds really exciting. I could imagine going there, but could you tell me more about the programs you mentioned before?
Sure. Well, as I mentioned before, there are 5 programs, namely culture, education, environment, social entrepreneurship, and health. Although they are considered separate programs, they sometimes overlap with each other. Culture, for example, is almost always included in other programs.
It all sounds very nice. Is there something that has caught your attention, Viziana? Can you imagine being part of one of these programs and going abroad?
Yes, actually, I could imagine taking part in an educational program. What exactly would it be like? Maybe you have a concrete example?
Of course I do. You could, for example, teach English at a boarding school, or you could combine education and health and be part of a program that helps educate adults in terms of health issues and diseases. But these are only a few examples.
This sounds very good. I would definitely like to check out your organization in detail and find out more about you.
Great, please do so. There are lots of exciting and challenging internships that ISEC has to offer. Make sure to register on our website, isec.de, to get access to all of our programs around the world and check them out.
So while our two guests exchange important contact information and chat about a future collaboration together, I have to tell you that, sadly, today's breakfast chat is over. Yes, unfortunately, our time is up, but nevertheless, we've accomplished quite a lot today. We were introduced to a great organization that helps students to broaden their horizon and try out a few new things before finally settling down for a career. And we possibly helped a fellow student make up her mind and find an occupation that really interests her and that will help her gain experience before entering the career market. Thank you for your time, and don't forget to tune in next week and join me at my breakfast chat. This was your host, Victoria. Have a nice Monday, everyone.
You're listening to The Breakfast Chat.
Every Monday
at 9 a.m.